Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. All right, Cleaning Nation, good to see you. Good to have you. I am 1 minute late because I was having too much fun talking with my friend Matthew. These are my favorites. I try to at least two or three times a month have our elite folks come on just because, you know, we talk about growing cleaning companies and I can blah, blah, blah forever. But you guys hearing it from the rock stars that are actually getting it done in real life today is so much, I think, a lot of times just more valuable and it's just different hearing a guy like, yeah, 20 years I had a cleaning company. I've done all sorts of cleaning companies since then versus guys and gals that are out there. Anyway, all that to say, Matt is probably, I'm trying to think, you certainly top five, maybe top character that we've had in the elite group. This dude is half ridiculous, half funny, half silly, half insane. I'm not sure.
Fully.
I'm already up to like six halves, so I feel like we're running out of room. Anyway, that's my introduction. I'll let you do your own, buddy. Tell the world who you are. Oh, my gosh.
Well, thank you for having me here. The thing I appreciate the most about doing this is that I don't have to wear pants during this.
Good, we're matched.
Yeah, yeah, right. I know. I figured that's why you like doing it so much. So I started a cleaning business in 2006, 2007. The economy was, you know, terrible and it got worse. I literally was knocking on doors and it was so humbling for me, you know, and it's still, I mean, like, it's hard to do that. You know, that's grueling work, knocking on and asking people for money. So I kind of built the company around, you know, solicitations, and then eventually got online and did all that fun stuff. But yeah, so that's my intro into this stuff. And then I found you and, you know.
Well, and I got to tell you, I do not coach door to door cold calling and that stuff. Not that it can't work and not, I'm not saying it's useless. I'm just saying I'm lazy and I want everyone to call me pre-sold than me having to like chase them down. That said, when I hear guys and gals that are like, I did door to door, I called, you know, data, because everyone's like, I called a ton of people. You get data, they called seven. When they're like, I made, you know, 82 to 93 calls every day for 6 weeks and talked to, you know, made 841 dials, 300, or I knocked on, you know, whatever that case may be. Not, in my humble opinion, the most effective use of time, but that guy or gal that's willing to do that, I'll take that guy every time because I know he'll do whatever it takes. And I'm like, hey, there's an easier way to do that. You don't have to bash your head against the wall. They're like, oh, great. But it's
grueling, man.
Oh, well, and what? It's so tough. I should know this, but what city are you in?
So we're in Jupiter, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, South Florida.
All right. So I don't know if you're doing that in the summer, but it is hot and wet out there in the summer, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
God bless you. All right. So, and first of all, hey, Jason, I don't know if Jason was he in this program the same time as you were, or did he already graduate, Matt?
I don't know.
Okay. You would have remembered him because he's loud and proud. And I'm going to bust his chops. Usually I give Jason all the love. But our Millionaire Mastermind group is going to Toronto tomorrow. We're taking off the Thursday.
You're going to Canada?
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm going to continue making fun. But I feel like, for everyone that isn't in the elite group, all I do every day, all day is make fun of the Canadians. And I figure, like, I can't just bust chops and not, you know, go down there and take what I got coming. So we're going to Toronto, but Jason will not be there. He's sending his emissary, his lovely bride, Kim. So love all those guys. Hey, Paul. All right. So let's get your story. So before we got together, kind of what wasn't working? What were you struggling with? I promise you there's dozens of people or hundreds of people out there that are feeling the same thing and are going to go, holy crap, that was me.
I mean, the short answer is everything. And it's funny to say something like that because the year previously, we doubled our revenue. And, you know, I can look at that metric and say everything was working. But when I would sit down to like work on the business, I didn't know what I was doing. I was lost. I would put marketing material out with no responses. You know, there were a couple of things that happened, you know, within the company contextually with myself and the people that were here that allowed us to grow our business. But if I'm being honest, like if I was to take a step back and look at it, I would say that I didn't physically change anything. And which is kind of weird. And that's like a whole different conversation. But like functionality wise, I was struggling every single day. I mean, even as a business grows, you get more bills, your payroll increases, and, you know, add to the list infinitum. But so it's like, you know, you struggle at, you know, say $100,000, you have certain struggles. You double it, now you got $200,000. You have the same struggles, they're just bigger. So I was at a point before I came to you where I was like, I was checked out, man. Despite what the company was doing, I was lost. My day-to-day activities were like, I didn't know where if I was coming or going. I didn't feel like I was being effective. I was disconnected, you know, but it all came down to whether or not I was being effective, and I didn't feel that I was being effective. I had no plan. It was just throwing crap at the wall and to see what would stick.
And I got to say, that is one of my favorite, probably my favorite, is people that are in the field doing a bunch of work cleaning themselves. My second favorite is probably, and sometimes these go together, I don't know if this is the case in your place, but my second favorite is, I don't say the giving up, but I used to be in love with this business. It was my passion. And now I'm wandering aimlessly and I don't love it. And it's moved from this thing I love to this thing I have to do. And from what I'm hearing, you're kind of in that second category of like, I still wanted to love it again, but whatever we were doing wasn't working. And the passion was gone. I was kind of, like you said, or like Jason said in the chat, just wandering aimlessly. Am I picking up what you're
saying?
So go ahead.
It requires a certain level of love and passion to knock on someone's door and sell a product. You're not going to go out and sell something that you don't believe in door to door unless you have some skin in it, you know? And the only reason that I had stayed in business for so long was because it was producing money. And I was able to, you know, I was able to live a certain way despite how I felt about it. I tried to sell the business multiple times. There was a couple points I had a guy embezzling money from me and I almost filed bankruptcy. You know, but it's such a beautiful thing, right? Like hindsight, you rewind and you look at those things and you see that there's a necessity for them now, not then. It certainly hurts and it's discouraging then, but now you look at it and I wouldn't be where I am today without those trials.
That was the muscle building exercises you needed to do. You certainly didn't want them, I guarantee you that, but you couldn't have got here without surviving and thriving to that. Fair. That brings up a point that we haven't talked about in this broadcast before, I don't think. And it's important. I get a lot of folks coming to me wanting to sell, and please. I am totally faking being a coach. I'm actually just a business owner that's had businesses for the last 20 years. I'm just like you guys. When everything sucks and I hate the business, I don't want to look at it. I don't want to go there. I don't want to see those people. That's when I want to sell. Guess what? That's when it's virtually worthless. The time when you're like, I freaking love this business. I would do it for free. I love these people. I love my job. This is the best. That's when it's worth the most. So I really want to encourage you, whether it's our program or whatever, please, certainly if you've been doing it, because Matt, when you were kind of in this period, it's not like you just started 6 months ago. You'd invested years and years of your life in it. Please don't give up and just be like, I'm going to sell it for nothing or walk away or shut it down. Take the time, find the systems really, or the mentor, whatever it is you need for you to get it to the point that you love it. And then I hate to say the tempting fact, because it is tempting. Sometimes when you get there, you don't want to sell anymore. So you kind of really have to separate. Am I trying to get away from this pain of I hate this business, I want to sell it, which you don't really want to sell. You just want to get away from the pain. Or do I really want to sell the business? So if you're just trying to get away from the pain, selling, it's probably the worst way to, you know, financially, emotionally, because then it's a big failure and blah, blah, blah. Because you sell it for nothing, or just figure out the systems and processes and mindset you need to adopt. That's going to get you out of the pain. And then if you still choose to sell it, you can choose to sell it as opposed to, I'm in so much pain, I'd freaking do anything. All right. So love the background. I really appreciate you being so transparent around that, because I promise you there's other guys and gals out there going, that's me, I feel that way. So walk
be
through.
Real.
Yeah. I know that's one of my core values. I think it's one of yours.
Yeah.
That's just because I'm not smart enough to fake crap. So I'm just like, I better be real, because people will see right through me. Yeah. So walk us through like us working together and what big changes you've made, and kind of give some hope to the folks out there. Like, this guy looks like half an idiot. If he can do it with that beard, look at me. I could definitely figure this out.
Yeah. You like that, huh? Are you jealous?
I'm so jealous. We're going to be real. You could give me 112 years. I couldn't grow that beard.
You look like one of the old Asian men that's got like two hairs growing out of the side. Yeah, I would be that dude.
I might be able to get the wavy hair at the top. So above the eyes, I think I could make that happen. Below the nose, that's all you, baby. All right, go ahead.
What was the question again?
So we kind of got to the point of despair of like, hey, I worked really hard and I tried what I knew, and there was a point I was financially and emotionally successful, and I got to the point where I'm like, I'm doing this for money, right? I used to love my business and I do it for free. Now I hate my business, but I need the money. Obviously, you've made some big changes and transformations. Share with the folks how you did that, how that happened, so we can kind of give them some hope.
Yeah, so I think there was another part that you asked that you left out there, but one of the things that I picked up from you in our conversations was authenticity. You know, the idea to be real. And I remember it was like 13 years of my life happened in a second when you said something on one of our calls, I was like, man, I've been trying so hard to be this professional company, and it's just not like, it's not that I'm not professional,
right?
It's just there was a fit, like not realness about how professional I was trying to be that was holding me back from being who I really was. And like, I had a conversation with one of our clients earlier today, and it was about like, I don't care if I'm goofy or if I sound stupid anymore. Like, I really, like, what's the big deal? You know, I mean, people are going to judge me no matter what. So why not just have fun while I'm doing it, you know, while they're judging me? So that was really one of the, I think one of the critical moments for me, when I did the Grow My Cleaning Company. Outside of that, there was, and I got to say, Mike, you put probably more, there's more than 9 weeks of like content in there. And I've done other things. I've read books. I've done a lot of stuff. And as far as like usable content, there's nothing I've ever come across. I mean, literally every piece of information and whatever module you have, they're all like, they're indispensable, really. And I think having the confidence of knowing that stuff is there for me, even though I haven't been able to use it in the, you know, however many weeks since I've started, I know, like, I go back through it and I start doing some of the stuff again, and it rejuvenates me, and it gives me the confidence to know, like, I mean, finances, employees, hiring, not like letting go, marketing systems, customer confrontation systems, everything. And it's like, it's literally right there. And if I have any questions about anything, I have something to fall back on. Like, I have something to read or watch or whatever, or talk to somebody about.
Man, well, first of all, thank you for all the kind words. I really appreciate it. I love what makes me happy is the confidence, because so many people I talk to are like, they're so hard workers. That's probably why one of the big reasons I love this community is I've not found owners of cleaning companies, carpet companies like Matt, to be lazy. They're like, I'll do whatever it takes. I'll work my tail off. I don't want to not get results. I don't like running in circles. So then they stay still. They're like, there's a 50-50 chance I'm going the wrong direction, and I don't want to do that. So I'll just do nothing. It's not that they're lazy. Yeah. They hate doing nothing. You weren't built to just stand still. Like, you were built to go fast. But when there's not that confidence of what's the right direction, you stand still. And that's, I think, where the frustration comes in. I wanted to ask you, and you mentioned this because I had forgot. I know I'm so connected with today Matt Strader. I can't hardly remember early Matt Strader. So I wanted to ask you. And if I was smarter, I would have brought up some of your earlier kind of advertisements and stuff next to the new ones. And just so you know, when Matt came in, you know, the first stuff was okay. It wasn't as good as, you know, when he left and graduated. I think everyone, not everyone, but I was encouraging people to knock you off, like, do it like Matt does. So I know now you are super Matt. And that's what I even had to tell people, like, hey, if you're going to be inspired by Matt's work, don't write it word for word, because it is so Matt and you can't pull that off. I wouldn't say steal. I wouldn't use Matt's stuff, because he's got such a strong vibe. It's going to be very attractive to his people. But then when I answer the phone, there's going to be a disconnect and they're like, this doesn't work. When you first came, were you totally faking it and just being totally professional? Or were you trying to kind of find your voice and weren't able? Because all I can remember, you're so strong now. I know that you're so clear. I'm like, shit, did he, pardon my language, did he make that transformation or did he start that way?
It happened so fast. I mean, I was your typical like marketing content material guy that just did everything the same way that everybody else did. And I would read on forums like, you know, oh, you got to do this and put pictures of your work up. And nobody like people don't, I care about that. Other cleaning companies care about that, but the consumer doesn't really care about that. So when I think it was, is it Joe Lou?
Joe Lou. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised so he's not here. He's almost always on these broadcasts. We miss you, Joe Lou. Go ahead.
My first call was one of his last and his second or third to last call. And he had a piece of material that was fire.
I remember that.
And I was like, I'm like, man, this guy's gold. And then you started ragging on him about how bad it used to be. And I was like, I can do that too.
Yeah.
So I kind of just took a culmination of a lot of different people that you've worked with, mostly you. And then I don't want to say I studied it, but I would read it and reread it. And then I would remember the call, like the one-on-one call that we had. And I just started like piecing all of it together and realized that, you know, customer pain is like, they sell themselves on that. Right. And then just add a little bit of flair, like personal flair to it. And that was it, man. Like I saw that's what you were doing and all the people that had the stuff that felt like it was good material. And then I just made it my own.
You know,
it happened relatively quick.
My favorite part of that story, from kind of an outsider's perspective, is that happens every 4 weeks where I love that you were coming in. That was your first call. So you didn't get to see Joe Lou earlier, kind of struggling and struggling and struggling. And he'd bring the first one. It wasn't very good. And again, if you're here, Joe Lou, I love you, buddy. So I would never talk crap behind his back. And then the second one would be marginally better, but he wasn't quite getting it. And the cool thing I love about Joe Lou is a lot of guys or gals just quit after version 2.0 or 3.0. When they don't get it, they're like, forget it. I'm no good at this. It's not that they're no good at it, it's just they quit. And then I think it was Joe Lou's fourth or fifth iteration. And he's on all of these lives, the one he's not on. It's the one where like showing him all the love. His fourth or fifth iteration, it was magic. So it was like, here's where the first one started. And then it kind of went like this. And then it just jumped. Yeah. So Matt came in. He's like, I didn't see the groundwork. I just saw the finished product. And I want to be like Joe Lou. My favorite part of this is, I guarantee you, and if anyone's in here wants to shout out, feel free. Somewhere around your, because I remember you finally did the same thing. You came out with a couple stuff. I'm like, Matt, this is genius. This is really good. I promise you there are people that are on their first or second call going, I could never be like that. And it just repeats the, if we were like Joe Lou's the grandparent and you're the father. And then they got good. And now, you know, 6 weeks from now, someone's going to be going, that guy's a genius. So I love so fun to watch that happen. Any thoughts on that from your perspective?
I mean, that's got to be such a blessing to be able to see, you know, watch people kind of go from this. And I'm sure it happens in a lot of cases in different aspects, but in some respect, kind of fast, and then sometimes kind of slow. And then when it does happen, it's like opening up the door to this whole new world, you know?
Well, I'm going to give you the option to do this. And if it's totally putting you on the spot. So if we don't have time or we can't do it live, just tell me and we'll move on. But if you can, do you have one of your, cause I remember your emails were, I specifically remember them. If you have an old one that you can just read real quick. And then one or two of the ones that I was like, oh my gosh, this is gold. If you've got that and can read it, great. If not, we'll move on.
Man, it would take me a little bit to find it.
That's okay. Well, if you get a chance, email me either an old ad or a new ad or something like that. And I'll see if I can post this in the, you know, with the podcast or with, I'll post it with the stuff so people can see it. Cause I want them to have a small picture of what you got to experience through Joe Lou.
I'll look and listen and talk. And if I can find it. I don't know if I can upload it onto this. Could I?
I don't know. Plus we've only got a couple minutes. So I want to make sure we're not wasting it. So get it to me and I'll put it up so everyone can access it on the replay. Cause 1% of the people that hear this are here today live. And we love you guys live people. 99% are on the replay. So 99% will still get the benefit. All right. So what was my favorite thing is because I feel like the harder it is, the better benefit you get emotionally. Like if everything was easy, you wouldn't appreciate it as much. And I knew you, yeah. I know you really stepped outside of your comfort zone several times. Give me the hardest thing that you were like, I didn't want to do it. I was scared to do it. I forced myself to do it.
Phone calls.
Tell me about it or tell us.
Oh my gosh. I don't know why, but I've had, you know, I mean, I've knocked on doors. I've answered phone calls. I've cold called for 13 years. And for some reason, you know, doing the prospecting surveys was painful. Like I don't know. It was out of my comfort zone. I've gotten much better at it and I'm comfortable with it mainly because I'm confident in knowing the result. Because when you start talking to somebody about what their frustrations are and what their pain are and how they open up and just like, they feel like they're just purging all of this, like stuff that they've been mad about for so long that they haven't been able to voice. And to be on the other end of it, like at least even if they're a no at the end of the conversation, knowing that you've been able to allow them to get rid of some of that stuff, it's a blessing. So it kind of feeds me into being able to do it again. And I still get, like, for some reason, being on the phone with people it's a challenge for me. Picking up the phone and calling people is not something that I love to do until I'm there. It's like going to the gym, you know?
Yeah. Once you start, you're like, I'm actually enjoying this conversation, but right. Yeah. And it's so funny. It just like, so you guys know, Matt before was doing cold call. Hey, I'm Matt. Will you buy my services? Obviously a little more elaborate than that, but that was it. Or knocking on door. Hey, I'm Matt. Will you buy my services? We teach to go to, hey, can I just have a conversation, understand your pain. And it's funny how if I said, go knock on this person's door or ring their phone and ask them to buy something from you, or just call them and ask them what drives them nuts. And you just listen to their feelings. 9 out of 8 of you would go, oh, I would rather do the second one for sure. Right. Like that one sounds easy, but it's what we're comfortable with, right? If you're comfortable doing something that is technically hard because you've done it and the reps, and that was exactly the point I wanted to make for everybody. Matt thinks the hard one's easy and the easy one's hard. What's the difference? Well, he's probably done 1,000 cold calls saying buy crap from me. And maybe he's only done a couple dozen, hopefully, calls saying, hey, can I really get to understand you? So I want to encourage you. It really isn't the thing. It's oftentimes your belief about the things. And if your beliefs are this is hard, it's not going to work, they're going to hate me, you'll find it to be hard that it doesn't work and they hate you. If you call them and say, Matt and I were talking before we got on, because I encourage my elite folks to do lives like this and create content like I create to attract the right customers. And Matt was saying, well, you know, it can be nerve wracking. And one of the reasons I have my graduates on here is I want them to see, like, it's not like, man, I had a good time. Like we were talking with Matt, like hopefully he doesn't feel like I was taking advantage of him or. He's like, well, I do now. hopefully he's going to hang up going, that was a lot of fun. So I just want to encourage you guys. If I came to Matt or my group or any of you guys and said, hey, I desperately need help. Please, please help me. Nobody wants to buy my crap. Talk them into it. That puts you in a real weird position. And a lot of people are going to say no. And if I've got weird beliefs around, that's just not going to go. But if I'm like, I love all of my people and I love the community I get to work with, you know, in the elite community very closely. And I love all of you guys in the big community. And I'm just like, I want to share your brains with their brains. The same request has totally different meanings based on how you attack it. And I want to encourage you, all the coaching that we do, that's why we have two mindset coaches just to help you guys, is the way you attack a problem or an issue is probably more important than the problem or the issue. I would rather have the right mindset to a hairy problem than the wrong mindset to. I've seen people just create, not like nothing even happened. They're like, a friend of mine told me an employee stole something 10 years ago, so I've never hired an employee. Like it wasn't even a real thing. Yeah. It was just their belief about that thing.
Yeah.
And then you can have a deal where we had 5 employees quit. I had all my employees quit the first day for real. And I just, my belief wasn't employees suck and I quit and give up. My belief was, well, I guess I better go get some new employees. Like that was it. Yeah. So, all right. I think I'm done. Matt, anything to add? Give the biggest gem you can give to anything you learned or heard or whatever value you can give to the community. I'll shut up for 2 seconds.
Yeah. Be yourself. Yeah.
Love it. Please, please, just in case I don't know what I'll be able to get to them, give, if you could, your web address or where they can see, because Matt is so himself. And I always tell people, if you find a marketer or someone that's doing the things that you want, model that. So when you go to Matt, if there's an offer to put in your, I know you're not trying to buy stuff, and sorry, Matt, I'm going to get a bunch of people in your funnel that aren't your customers. But if it was me, I would sign up for Matt's marketing materials and I would see what he emailed. Are you comfortable sharing your web address so they can kind of see your awesome marketing?
So my current business, the carpet and tile cleaning business, I'm revamping that website. The general house cleaning side of it, like the recurring services, is still kind of under construction. I've been toying around with it. There's no traffic with it, so I'm still kind of tinkering with it. Those, I think I have two websites for that, and I'd be happy to share those. My normal day-to-day carpet and tile cleaning website is still, you know, my, like, this is who we are. This is what we do. We've been in business since this time. And if you want the best, then you need to call us.
Just like we talked about, the first and the last. So give us that one. We'll see like pre-Matt going through the program. And then give us the one that you're working on now that they'll get to see kind of your new one. And I'll type it into the chat so they can all see it.
Well, I'll get you a couple of specific web addresses. I'll email over or I'll send them over to you. And then that way there's something specific that you can gauge it off of. I'm not sure what is what right now. That's the only reason.
Such an entrepreneur. I love it. All right, guys. Thanks for hanging out. Love being able to introduce you. If you see Matt in any of the groups, show him the love and tell him what a rock star he is. We'll see you in a couple days from Toronto with the Masterminds. Talk soon.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.